It's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear Captain Bobby uses to do what he does, as in catching fish. Get it from McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And the star of the show, from the A-Team, Captain Bobby Averscato. Good morning.
Hold on, let me chip the ice off the face of my phone right here so I can talk.
I'm getting pictures from Bobby this morning of fish catching, which is what he does, but also of water temperature. What is the water temp where you're fishing this morning?
Well, when I sent you that picture about an hour ago, it's 45. I'm in a balmy 47 right now.
I mean, coldest water of the year around here, and I want to point out you're still doing what you do. You're still catching fish. They don't know it's that cold, I guess.
Yeah, we were talking about it, you know, just before we went on the air, and it's just you know, if I hadn't done it, you know, the common thinking that forever has been, oh, I want to get this cold to get in the deep holes and you got to go jigging. That's not the case. These fish don't read that book. And, I mean, they're going to get to where they can eat, you know, where they can feed when there's bait around, what minimal bait there is. I still think, you know, again, like you and I were talking about off the air, they're going to be near deep water to get through these bull, when these bull fronts come through. But when you get a couple days after, or even a day after, they're pulling up there where they can feed easier, which is the, you know, the shallower water column out of the channel. I'm not saying that you can't catch them in the deep river, you know, in the river channels. There's ways to do it, which we talked about last week. Mm-hmm. Trolling is a really effective way to cover those channels. But when they're ready to eat on these, you know, on these days, they'll get up there on these edges, the ledges of the channel, and even up on the flats near the channels, and they're ready to eat. I mean, you know, the picture I sent you this morning, you know, that fish wasn't on the bottom in 5 feet. We were throwing suspending lures, the slick lures, and those fish are up in the water column, you know, 2 or 3 feet up off the bottom.
That's
wild. You know, the whole point being is when they get ready to eat, they'll eat even when it's cold like this.
Well, I mean, you and I grew up the same way, hearing that exactly that you can only catch them, you know, this time of year down the deep holes out there. And what you're saying is, yes, there are fish there, but look elsewhere, because, I mean, you got photographic proof of it that these fish are up and out, and they're in. Y'all, I've looked at. Bobby sent me the pictures. He was in 5.8 feet of water, and the fish was a couple feet up on a. I mean, we're talking about fish are in 3 feet of water, Bobby.
That's right. That's where, and that's where they're up feeding. And to
awesome.
The point that we were just making is, I think, you know, when they're up, to me, when they're up on those ledges and up on the flats, that's what they're up there for. They're up there feeding. Mm-hmm. When they're down in the river channels and the deep holes, it's a survival thing. Again, not that you can't catch them, but to me, you know, it just makes it easier when they're willing to eat, which is when they're up on these edges.
Yeah, okay, what you're saying is by the fact that they're in that shallower water on that edge, that tells us that that's a fish that's probably a better chance of getting them to bite.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
You know, and then, you know, that's exactly what I'm saying, and I think that's, you know, now again, if you're going to fish on the day of the front or the day of the front's go, you're going to probably be relegated to getting into those channels, you know, but again, this, you know, the opportunity we have, which to me is a day or two behind the front, is when it really starts to get, you know, they get up there and start feeding. And again, makes them a little bit easier to catch, too.
I love it. And what also I love is just because of the situation of the world we're living in now, things have changed with your schedule. This time of year, usually you're at boat shows and tackle shows and all that stuff. And, of course, that's not happening the same way here because of coronavirus. But it is our gain because you got a Mardi Gras special for us to go fishing.
That's right, and it's the first time I've ever done it that I can remember anyway during the winter. And I've always caught fish during the winter, just never got it a whole lot. And we've been really busy and had some really good trips and got some more coming up. So, you know, if you're thinking about fishing, man, don't put the rods up. Come on and jump in. It's I started to say the water's fine, but I don't know if I'd want to jump in the water.
No, but the deal, if somebody has been you know, wanting to go with you for a long time, or that this is the best deal of the year to be able to go on a trip with you.
That's right, and it's a completely different technique that we use than we use probably the other 9 months of the year, 10 months of the year. So you get to see something different too, and again, it's pretty unique. It's all artificial bait fishing and you know, fishing some really scenic areas and things like that. So it's a lot of fun, a lot different than we do most of the rest of the year.
Yeah, it's every time you go with Bobby, y'all are going to learn a whole bunch. All right, tell people how to find out more about getting a trip booked with you.
You can go to ateamfishing.com, which is our website, and it's got some information on that trip, or you can just hit us on the Contact Us tab, and we can give you the dates we're available. You can let us know when you want to go, and we can get you booked that way.
Good stuff. All right, brother. Get back to catching them, and, you know, stay warm.
Okay, thanks, man. Y'all have a good weekend.
All right, will do. It's Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear Captain Bobby uses and a whole bunch more, whether it's hunting gear or outdoors gear, from the fine folks at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue.